Amen. All right, I will just introduce today what I will title Jesus the Master Innovator. Jesus Christ the Master Innovator. This is going to be an introduction because we don't have time, but get the message. Everything that's been happening before now is the message you're going to take home today. Now, I will introduce us to a definition. I got this definition not from a book. I got it by inspiration. Jesus, the Master Innovator. Now, what is an innovation? What is an innovation? Thank you for giving the children. Please, the children, thank you. We're getting your feedbacks. So if you've got a child with you, let them write. Let them draw. Whatever they're receiving, please. Well done. We're putting them on social media. What our children are learning. I'm telling you. So an innovation is a new idea, a method, or a device. An innovation, this definition, you get this one, you know, ask Google, okay? Is the introduction of something new. That's what an innovation is. And this month we're talking about divine innovation. So when you get the word divine and you add it to innovation, this is the definition. Okay? Now, a divine innovation, this is what we mean. The application of a new idea, a method, a device, through the inspiration, wisdom, help, and power of the Spirit of God. That's the Holy Spirit that brings benefits and healing to mankind. Let me repeat that. Divine innovation is the application of a new idea, a method, a device, through the inspiration, wisdom, help, and power of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, that brings benefits and healing to mankind. So you come up with a new idea. You come up with a method, a device, and then you apply it. But that you came up with it by inspiration. What do we mean by inspiration? The inspiration of the Spirit of God. And that inspiration, what you're applying, is bringing benefits and healing to mankind. In Job chapter 32 and verse 8, you need to understand the way the human beings, you and I, are structured. We have a spirit, which is the breath we have in us. We have a soul, which is our mind, our intellect, how we think, how we choose, how we make choices, how we learn. That's our soul. And then we have a body. The body is what everybody sees. So we know those who are high, those who are low, those who are vertical. Oh, sorry, Noah. Oh, sorry, baby Noah. Baby Noah is a divine innovation. A new idea, method, device, devised by Debbie and her husband, Daddy Coach. And that came out of, that was the divine innovation. Daddy Coach, he's laughing. And thank you, Debbie, for being considerate. Baby's crying, and she took the baby out so that the rest of us can hear. And please, this is online. You can always listen to it. And please, faith comes by, not I've heard. Oh, I've heard it. You preached it last Sunday. I've heard it. Go and hear it again and again and again and again. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. The moment something is being repeated to you and you say, I've heard, you have shut the power for you to receive something fresh and new. You shut down your own creativity. And it's usually arrogance when somebody's trying to tell you something again. I've heard. In short, I don't want to hear again. That's what you're saying. I'm sure the story that Grandpa Adegeye told us, I don't know how many times he's repeated that story. about his journey, how he married, how he had the first child, which is Dr. Ebun here, the second, the third, and everything. If you sit down with him again, he will probably repeat the same story. Do we recognize that the Bible is a book of repetition? Every time you read the Bible, it's the same verse, the same chapter, the same book, the same story. David killed Goliath. He took five stones and a sling. It was David killed Goliath. Hallelujah. Shouted for joy. Hooray. The same story. Read it again. So if you read it, oh, I know the Bible. I've read the Bible. I know Genesis to Revelation. Like I was counseling somebody many years ago. I said, the person wanted to marry. I said, okay, good. Let's go to the first marriage in the Bible. I said, which of them? I said, the first one. Adam and Eve. That was the first marriage. I said, let's go and read it together. No, I know it. No, I've read it. I said, okay, just go, read it, and come back next Sunday, and then we'll start talking about it. The person came back to me next Sunday. I said, so have you read it? I told you I know it. I've read it. I know it. I said, so you didn't read it? I said, then you are not ready for counseling. Alison here is a counselor, trained counselor. And I'm sure when we sit down with clients, because I do a little bit of counseling too. It's just that people don't value my own counseling because they get it for free. How much do you charge an hour? I'm trying to advertise you now. How much do you charge? 45, 50 pounds an hour to sit down with a trained counselor, Alison. Alison, they sit down with me for 3 hours. They pay nothing. They don't even listen. You are talking, it's going here. I've heard. Alison, please lay hands on me. I need your anointing. 45 quid. Doctor, I'm in the wrong profession. I resigned. I must say I resigned as a pastor today. Anyway, I'm ready. I said, you're not ready for counseling. Go back. And then they went back. They read. They said, I've never seen this before. The person came with a notebook. Scribbling. I said, I thought you said you've heard before. I thought you said you know it. Where did you get all that from? You went back and opened up yourself and allowed God to speak to you with the same story. From the same repetitive story. Do we understand the power of advertising? All the adverts you and I listen to, Dr. Patrick, the same music, the same advert, the same way, maybe they brought even a girl that just walked. Same thing. You watch it over. The same thing. You are watching your favorite program, they throw in the advert. Same thing. Same music. Same. And when you are going on the road with your children, they just remember the advert. I remember one. I just watched it once, and I watched it again, and it stuck with me. Just give me some reggae, reggae sauce. Reggae, reggae sauce. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Do you know reggae, reggae sauce? You need to be saved, brother. Next time I went to Asda, I was looking for reggae, reggae sauce. Was playing on my head, sir. The power of repetition. We're telling you the same thing. I'm bad! No, say something else. They use it in the world to deplete your pocket. And then, the most powerful weapon God has given us, his word, we don't want to hear it again. Divine innovation means something new. Something, a method, a device, but it comes by inspiration. Job 32 verse 8 tells us there is a spirit in man. It is the inspiration of the Almighty, the breath. Inspiration means to breathe, to inspire means to breathe upon. The inspiration of the Almighty that gives them understanding. When you open the Word of God again, and you open up yourself like, I have never read The Lord is My Shepherd before, you've opened yourself for something new. Inspiration is something new. You might be looking at the same thing, but every time you look at it, you are seeing something different. Each time. I don't know these days why I'm talking about my wife, but Dr. Patrick, when I turned 50, I fell in love with my wife over and over. In fact, she told me that since you turned 50, something else has reset your brain. Because I don't let my wife rest. No. I'm just all over. I just want to be with her. I say, why are you so cuddly these days? You are just being, is the graph going down? You know, you are a man. Now you are becoming a child again. It's called husband innovation. Something new. That is why marriages go stale. Because it's the same wife you have seen all over. No. Ebu must see something new. David must see something new in Ebu. That's what keeps the marriage fresh. There are stories I tell my wife now. You never told me this before. I said, I've said it before. I'm just giving you the King James Version. Okay. I'm just doing an introduction. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. Hear this. This is interesting. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12, it says, I, wisdom, I dwell with knowledge. I dwell with prudence and the knowledge of witty inventions. That's the way the King James Version puts it. There are different versions of it, but I love the way the King James Version puts it. The knowledge, wisdom, witty inventions. By the inspiration of God, you receive something new, a new idea, a fresh idea. The same thing, but a new idea comes. That's what we're talking about. In this season we're in, God is breathing upon those who will receive new ideas. And please, God does not pour new wine into an old wineskin. I told us by prophecy, 2020, God shut down the church. It was like Jesus entering into the temple like he did back then in Jerusalem and drove everybody out. What were they doing in the temple of God, like in the church today? They were buying and selling. They were selling oil. They were selling anointing. They were selling prophecies. They were exchanging money. The church, the synagogue had become a business center. People just come like a club to socialize. No, the church of God is the ground and the pillar of truth. It's a city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. It's where the light of God shines into and through. You and I should go out into the world and let them see our good works. And then they will glorify our Father who is in heaven. But we see people come to church like a religious rite. Sing, lift hands on a Sunday, on a Monday. Live like devil, fight with everybody, go into workplace, struggle like everybody, fight everybody. In fact, some people are taking it to another level. Their fight starts from the church. Why didn't they greet me? Look at the way the ushered me. It's me the pastor is preaching about. Of course, it's you. Yeah. If God doesn't speak to you, you're wasting your time here. We come here to get equipped so we can go out with the equipment and do good works. Divine innovation. It's time for us to receive fresh ideas, but God wants to pour fresh ideas, fresh methods into new wineskins. God shut down the church. 2020, lockdown, boom. Nobody, we all went back to our houses for a whole year. At least I know Love Assembly. We're all meeting online. I didn't even know what some people looked like again by the time we came out. I'm telling you, 2021, I told us, God was just revealing the hearts of men. There is still a heart problem, people. Like the days of Noah, flood came, destroyed everything, but they stepped out and they soon went back to the wicked imagination, wicked devices of the hearts of men. Why? Because the heart didn't change. We come with new mindset so that God can pour into us. He says, I will take away the stony heart, I will give you a new heart and pour a new spirit. Everybody's going back. Oh yeah, back to normal. There's nothing normal again. Let me close with this. And I'll show us something from next week. Jesus Christ, the master innovator. Do you know what happened in Acts chapter 10, verse 38? Jesus began to go about innovating. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I love the way the Bible writes that. Jesus of Nazareth. Please check it out. He said Jesus of Nazareth was inspired by the Holy Spirit and he went about doing good. He went about divinely innovating. He was creating solutions. He was solving problems. He was healing the world. He will see the blind man. He will heal the blind. He will see the lame. He will make the lame walk. He will see the sick. He will heal the sick. He will see the leper. He will cleanse the leper. Excuse me. Who doesn't want to hang around someone who is doing good? Someone who can do me good? I don't want to hang around you if all you are thinking about and doing me is evil. That's why the world needs Jesus. And guess what? Jesus died and raised up more Jesuses who are here, who should go out and do the works that Jesus did. If we go into the world and stop arguing over nonsense, arguing over theology that doesn't help anybody, people will come to me. You know, Pastor, this is happening in the world. Daddy, what do you think? What's your opinion? Please don't come to me. I have no opinion. I'm not interested. All I'm interested, Dr. Sheo, is to do what Jesus did. Everywhere I go, let me know I did something good. Let me know I healed someone. Let me know I helped somebody who was oppressed by the devil. If we all focus on that, we will stop. Somebody sent me a video about Christian having debate over some theology. Rubbish! Nonsense! Debates don't heal nobody. It's high time we be who God has called us to be and we become the church. And let's look for good to do. Let's look for solutions to solve. Let's look for problems and create solutions. That's why we're teaching ourselves, teaching all our children. I arise today. I shine. The glory, the splendor, the majesty of God is upon me. I create solutions. I solve problems on the earth. Listen, if you create solution and you solve problems, people will bring gold and silver to you. People will pay you for anything. Why do they pay Alison £45 and 50 pounds per hour? She's solving problems. Creating solutions. Why don't they pay me 45, 50 pounds an hour? Because I'm shaking the table. Don't worry. I know who called me. And I know he pays me. I was telling my wife One day, you know, we're having this discussion. I said, I pray that God will just help us open our eyes to see the benefits, what we are enjoying because of what we do. It's a huge sacrifice. It comes at a price, but the benefits surpass. I am telling you. I was trying to do a little analysis for my wife. I said, do you think money bought that? Do you think it's your salary or my salary? God Almighty, when God calls you, God will pay you. When you do the works, God will make sure you don't lose your reward. And listen, your reward is not in heaven. Apart from pastoring, I'm a teacher in school. You know, when we're growing up, it says the teacher's reward is in heaven. It's not in heaven. I reject that in the name of Jesus. My reward is here. One day, let me tell you one of my rewards, Dr. Shem. I went to a petrol station and I bought fuel and I wanted to pay. And I went inside there. And the person who said, oh, he called me by my first name. I've got an official name, okay? That's what they called me in the college. Ah, so good to see you. I taught him about 5 years then. He said, oh, come. He said, did you just buy fuel? I said, yeah. Oh, forget it. He said, come. He now took me around. He said, pick this, anything. I said, why? You know, I was thinking, I don't know if this guy came to rob this place. and he started to recruit me. I was looking at him. And then he called the guy on the till. You see that? Put it on my bill. I said, look, I'm the manager of this place. Anytime you need fuel, come here. If I'm here, free fuel for you. The next time I went, he wasn't there. Since then, I've not seen him. But then I saw him in another station. This one was close to my house. He told me, yeah, I managed that one, I managed this one, this one. He said, yeah, you've met me here today. He said, yeah, put it on my bill. I'm still looking for him. Teacher's reward is here. It's here. You do good, you get a reward here. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will reap. Next week, I will show us Jesus, the master innovator. The first innovation that Jesus did, Dr. Patrick, will blow your mind. He turned water to wine. And God showed me. I've read that story. I got saved 1986. How many years ago? I've read that story over and over. I've never seen what God showed me this week about how Jesus turned water to wine. You think it was magic? You will see. It was divine, but there was a divine innovation. One of it, let me give you a bonus. I'm closing. Do you know that the water he turned to wine was water that was in 6 pots, clay pots? Do you know what the water inside that clay pot was meant for? It was meant for Jewish ritual cleansing. So the people who came for that wedding, they will wash their hands because that's the Jewish tradition and eat before they eat. That was what that water was for. And Jesus turned that water into wine. What was the purpose of the water inside the jar? It was for cleansing. Divine innovation is when you can start thinking outside the box. You see beyond the purpose of a thing. Okay, one more bonus. When we were younger, this is a telephone, right? I still remember the first telephones were very long with wires, and then it started getting smaller. And I remember the first mobile phone. Sorry, I know some of your generation can't understand, but you can go and Google. The first mobile phone was like my elbow to my arm here, long, and it had an antenna. So if you carried it, you had to carry something like that. And then it started getting smaller and smaller and smaller. That even a child, I still remember Nathan, when Nathan was, I can't remember. This guy is a wonderful miracle, Dr. Patrick. I remember he wasn't talking. He couldn't even communicate, but he will operate a phone. He will operate a device. Yeah. This same Nathan. Getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Why was it getting smaller? Because somebody was thinking, what can I do? What's the new stuff I can do? It's the same phone. Yeah, we receive calls. And then somebody decided, I'm tired. What if I don't want to talk? Okay, let's see how we can exchange letters, text. In those days, it was called telefax. And then we went to telegram. Sorry, you don't know, iPad generation. You can do everything now on a tiny rectangular piece because somebody is innovating. You know the most crazy thing? Please, Wura, that thing in your hand is a wristwatch.
My Fitbit.
Did you hear what she said? Fitbit. It started off, sir. Just look at it. The hour angle, the long hand is here, the short hand is there to tell you the time. Now is to make your beat fit.
Measures your heart
rate.
Your steps.
A wristwatch. Your steps.
And your location.
Your location.
You can speak to people.
And can talk to people. The most crazy one. Some ordinary sunshade. Dr. Patrick can receive calls now. You just click something and you are talking, you are walking. Because somebody's innovating. What can you do? Please bow your heads, everybody. We'll look at how Jesus turned water to wine. Don't miss it next week. Let's pray. Father, thank you. There's nothing we know. I say it again, absolutely nothing we know except what you reveal. I pray you reveal things we don't know, things beyond us. Let us know none of us here is an accident. Help us to know. Why you created us and the things we can do. I pray. Beyond everything, it's got to be divinely inspired. Peradventure, that people online or even here who don't know you, Lord, reveal yourself.
Amen.
In a way that, Lord, they will know that this is you. And Lord, I remember vividly, I did not know you. I was an 18-year-old, almost atheist. And I prayed this simple prayer. I've heard about you, I've had God, but I don't know you. But if you are real, reveal yourself to me. Lord, I can look back now, almost 40 years after. Indeed, you are who you say you are. You are more real than even the air I breathe. I pray. Let everyone experience you in a new way. Holy Spirit, breathe on this word. Touch those hearts. Introduce Jesus. And save every soul. And take all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.